Welcome in on a Wednesday morning. Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples this morning as we turn our attention today to educational items. And we are joined by two superintendents from Pottawatomie County as we have Kevin Logan with Rock Creek Schools as well as Tim Winter, superintendent of Wamego's Schools with us. And first of all, congratulations to both and to everyone on your staffs and everyone in the schools for making it through what has been an interesting school year for one and all. There is no doubt about it that folks did well at meeting the challenges in every school district that I've had a chance to talk to.
Thank you, Troy. I really appreciate that.
I echo that as well, Troy. Interesting and extremely challenging. Hopefully a year we will not have to experience again in our lifetime, or anyone for that matter.
As you look back on this year, what would you say were the highlights in how your districts approached things?
As far as highlights at Rock Creek, I think, it's the normal everyday routines that people got into. I know it's not glamorous, but people did what they needed to do every day in order to get here and keep the doors open, starting with the cooks when they would get rolling first thing in the morning, well before sunrise most mornings, bus drivers staying healthy and making sure we could get kids to school. And then obviously, our teaching staff and support staffs being available for the kids throughout the year. Everyone stepped up and did above and beyond what a normal year looks like. You'd think it was just the nursing staff. The nurses did a wonderful job, but it was also the custodians. It was also the teachers. There wasn't any subgroup that you could say did not have their year some way impacted. And then our students being tolerant of all the changes was huge also. So I hate to say that it's the mundane day-to-day, but that truly was the highlight of people stepping up to those everyday challenges.
I don't think I could have said that any better, Kevin. It was just those simple things. And especially when you would have a positive case or quarantines and people having to fill in for each other. Many of our teaching staff, our administrators and so forth, were in classrooms, monitoring lunches, doing temp checks, doing things outside of their normal duty day. Just to cover for each other. Bag and sack lunches. Myself and several other people would take our shifts bag and sack lunches when we lost several cooks to quarantine, doing things like that for a few days or a week, jumping on in a van and driving students home when we had some modified quarantines. But yeah, everybody in the district, when they needed to, would step up and fill in for maybe someone that was quarantined and we needed that help no complaints, no issues. People just, like Kevin said, rose to the challenge and took care of what we needed to take care of so we could keep kids in school. And Rock Creek and Wamego were both very successful in doing that. I mean, being in school was the best place for kids and our staffs made it happen.
It's amazing when you think through the amount of moving parts that it takes to pull off a school year at all levels for school districts and yet minimize all of the things that could have gone awry through the course of this year just because of what was added to those moving parts. So again, a tip of the cap to one and all. As we come to the end of the school year and have moved into the summer, Kevin, let's start with you. There was a lot of good things coming out of the last couple of months worth of school, including a state championship for you.
Yeah, we had a great end to our school year. Everyone was tired when it was over, but a lot of really good things. We were able to have vocal and instrumental music concerts across the district in different formats. We had a lot of outside open houses and concerts, which was it was a new format for us, but it was something different to explore. And we will keep some of that, I'm sure, moving forward because they were really neat experiences. In the activities world. As you said, our baseball team won a state championship there at the end. That was a lot of fun, a lot of excitement in the community. Softball made it to state. I had a tough first round loss to eventual state champion Cheney team. Again, just made everyone feel really, really good to end the school year on high notes like that. And later on, I'll share some individual accolades, but I'll let Tim talk a little bit about the end of the Waumego school year.
Again, very, very similar. We did not have outdoor concerts, but we held concerts indoors. And for the most part, it was unlimited attendance. And those were well received. Kids did a great job. In May, we recognized a few students for state and accomplishments and national qualifiers in forensics. And two of those individuals, Carter Topliff and Emily Pachta, were state champions in a duet act. And Emily was also a state runner-up. But they competed in nationals over Memorial Day weekend virtually from Waumego High School. And they made the top eight. And nationals, so kudos to them. And then we have a state championship team as well. Our softball team, our girls traveled to Salina. We've had to play our girls have had to play Bishop Miege in the first round of state volleyball, and that's a different level of competition. But they competed in the fall in volleyball, but lost to State Miege, who was eventual champion. Basketball, our girls qualified for state and had to play Bishop Miege and lost to the eventual state champion. And then we had them first round of state softball, and we got them. We beat them 3-0 in the first round, and then defeated Clay Center in the second round, who we had not beaten. This year, they were the league champs, and they swept us in the doubleheader earlier in the season. But our girls played a tough 2-1 game where a couple runs scored early, and then just a lot of good defense, and then they got the championship with a nice win. So, and the first state championship for Waumego softball ever. So, congrats to Coach Meyer and his team. And we had a boys golf team that was a runner up. In the state championship, our boys and Coach Kitts did a fantastic job. They won regionals, which we hosted, and then they were runner up in the state championship. So it was a great year. Several athletes qualified for state track as well, and several medalists there. And it really was just a fun way to end the school year, and a lot of great accomplishments.
We talk about referring back to the conversation about how the year went because of coronavirus and all of the restrictions and everything that was in place, and the mundane was the best way to approach the year. The thing is you get to this point of the year and you celebrate those state championships. And it makes it worthwhile in many ways for those kids. They recognize a little extra reward for what they went through.
Absolutely. And I think it also showed everybody just how important a lot of those activities are for kids. The reason, that they keep the grades up in school many times is to be able to be in an athletic, in a co-curricular type of activity. Unfortunately, the class of 2020 missed out on a lot of this a year ago. The entire spring semester, as COVID restrictions started lessening and the world became back to normal once again, and then we were able to move through those spring activities, get into it, have a graduation. We had an unlimited attendance graduation that was wonderful and very well attended, and then into these postseason activities and the championships that both our schools earned. Everyone just felt like, okay, we're back. And it was really nice.
Again, we're joined by Kevin Logan from Rock Creek Schools, Tim Winter from Waumego Schools. As we continue in a moment, we'll look to what the summer has brought in terms of activities and how things are changing back even more so towards normal as we make our move towards the new school year starting in August and what that means for each district. This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.